God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him. Week 10, Day 6. As this is the second to last day of the Peter Project, it's a time to reflect. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you. When Peter was first introduced to Jesus by his brother Andrew, he began a journey that changed the direction of his life. At the end of that journey, Peter had a completely different understanding of God, and also of himself. Peter's story is full of mistakes. He frequently misunderstood what Jesus was saying, acted on his own selfish impulses, doubted, and gave in to fear. Yet Jesus used these experiences to mold Peter into someone more like himself. When the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Jesus, thank you that I've met with you through your word over the last 10 weeks. As I reflect on that, please remind me of what you have said to me. Please bring these things to mind, or highlight things in the notes I've made. Thank you, God, that you have good plans for me, and you are changing me to be more like Jesus. Thank you again that you have spoken to me through your word. I want to continue meeting with you in this way. Please show me the next steps you want me to take. As I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you, and Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.